So the epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile, when he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Please be seated. We have lots of joys here on earth, but they do not last. The only joy that lasts is to have made a sacrifice. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So as I mentioned, with Good Shepherd Sunday, one, we do try to support vocations by a second collection. And also it gives us the reminder that our Lord is this good shepherd. So he knows his and his know him. And so he calls people to follow him specifically in the religious life. And so therefore, all the more so should we pray for vocations, asking for generous souls to be willing to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But again, we constantly have come up against the question of why are there so few vocations? I mean, we see that with the work of the society itself, the need for more priests to go out into the vineyard, to help in the different parishes, the different things. But then when we look at vocations just in general too, vocations to the sisters, vocations to the brothers, you know, why are there so few that offer their life to God, that make that sacrifice? And that's what we see from the quote at the very beginning. Really, the only joy that truly lasts is the giving of a sacrifice to God. You know, we know St. John Bosco had said that 1 out of 3 children have a vocation in a family. So again, we can ask the question, where are they? Why do we not have more vocations from that? Do they not want to listen to the call from God? Do they not want to sacrifice the things of this world in order to follow a vocation? And yes, it is a big sacrifice to make. It is a sacrifice of a family, of a job, of, you know, the world itself. But I think for us, when we look at it in terms of, we have to try to follow what is God's will for us. So we have to discern that. We have to understand that. And so it takes prayer. It takes the understanding. It takes a good foundation in order to try to follow a calling from God. And I think that's where then we have to reflect and try to look at that, one, as a parish itself, then certainly also as your families, trying to look and to see, are you giving that foundation to your children? And even as pastor, are we giving that foundation to our children too? Because obviously we haven't produced a lot of vocations. Right now we have one in the seminary, one in the Franciscans. So we need to try to see and to try to do more. And trying to help our children to understand that too, that giving of oneself. Yes, it is a sacrifice of many things, but the reward is great. And I think that's where a lot of times we do. We lose sight of that because the world is so appealing to us. The world itself, yes, draws many souls to it. And that's where the reflection has to come for us. I mean, that's where we have to try to look deep, you know, in our own families and try to see, why is there a lack of vocations? One of the things at the last Prior's meeting that I went to, we spoke about the lack of vocations itself. And one of the reasons that we talked about was technology. I've given some conferences to the upper school children on the dangers of technology, basically just kind of a fruit from the conferences that they gave to us. But I think it's a reality to us to realize that, of how easy this technology, it makes our life, yes, but then also the danger that it brings into the home itself, into the souls itself. And so that was one of the reasons that, you know, we talked about and gave that why there are a lack of vocations. Because so many people are caught up into so much technology that they lose sight of ultimately what they need to try to do in order to save their soul. And as I say, yes, technology has its benefits. It makes our life a lot easier. But it also brings to us so many temptations that necessarily we don't need, certainly. And especially if we're not disciplined in the use of these devices, technology itself, well, then it can be our downfall, which ultimately will lead us to hell. And a lot of times, we kind of ignore that fact. We ignore the fact of how dangerous that it can be for our soul. Because again, we look to what it brings to us. The ease of life, the ease of knowledge of having these things, we just, instead of looking into a book or different things of nature, well, we just look up on Google and ask what it says, or ask our phone and our phone tells us. But as I say, a lot of times we lose sight of the danger that it brings to us. And so that's why as families, all the more so do you have to be watchful of that, vigilant of that, protective of your children. Because too often, you know, you hear the children talking about things they should never be talking about. And this is even in our Catholic schools. Things that they watch, things that they listen to, things that they're aware of, things that they see on the internet. And it's a danger to their souls. And we've talked before, several times before, about, you know, as a family, the things you would never allow a danger, physical harm to your children coming in. You would protect them at all cost. But our Lord warns us of what is more dangerous to us, not physical things, but the spiritual. But how many families allow all of these dangers into their home and even sometimes unprotected? Because they're trusting of their children, they're not going to get involved in this. No worries. Human nature is human nature, unfortunately. We all suffer from it. We all have the inclination towards sin. And so therefore, we place ourselves in these occasions. And so that's why at the school we say we don't want them to talk about movies. We don't want them talking about television. They shouldn't even be watching television. We don't want them talking about things that they see on the internet. It's for a reason. And it's sad to see sometimes that people bring all these things into our schools. We don't want it. And it shouldn't be. But yet you allow your children sometimes all of these things. And then we lament the fact we don't have enough priests, we don't have enough religious, we don't have enough thing. We all have to turn around and look in a mirror and say, why? Why do we not have enough religious? Why do we not have more people giving their lives for God? They've got a too comfortable life to do so. because you pamper them and give them everything that they need. And so therefore, when they have to sacrifice so much, it's kind of like, well, forget that. That sounds too hard, too difficult. That's not for me. God's not calling me in that direction. It's very easy just to know God's will, supposedly, that we say, nope, God's not calling me to that. Maybe he's not. Maybe he is. But then the question becomes, why are there not more vocations? It was one of the things that the Reverend had mentioned to me from the pilgrimage that several of our scouts went on, some of the men, and Reverend also went down to Florida to attend their pilgrimage. It was one of the things that the priest there, that they were talking to the faithful that were on the pilgrimage. God may be calling you at this moment. Will you listen? And that is the thing that we have to consider and think about ourselves. How many times will God call us? He may call us just once. And if we have all the noise of the world that's going on around us, we'll never hear that call. We will never hear God calling us to something higher. And again, I think that is the sad thing that people miss out on. The religious life is the higher calling to serve God. I mean, granted, God needs good souls in every walk of life, the single state, the married state, the religious state. He needs good souls willing to sacrifice for him. But sometimes I think our children sell themselves short of thinking, no, God can't be calling me to that. We have to have more that are willing to try. You know, we've had souls that have tried the vocation. It's not for them. Thanks be to God they tried. They were generous with their time. They went there, and then it wasn't for them. At least they know they can mark that off and say, okay, I tried. I gave the effort, but it wasn't God's calling. Well, thanks be to God they gave that effort. But how many have not listened to the voice of God? Not been willing to listen to the voice of God? Because they can convince themselves that God is not calling me. Because they have their earbud ear, you know, things in their ears that they can't hear God calling them. It's almost like one of those things is like, you know, it's like la 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 la. You know, if I talk loud enough and different things of that nature, I'll never be able to hear what someone is trying to tell me. But can you imagine if God is trying to call a soul? And as I say, this life, this world. Yes, it is very pampered, and we can make it very pampered. I mean, that's where for the church, it tells her children, Advent, Lent, these are times of penance. These are times to sacrifice. But we can't be foolish enough to think that that's the only time that we should do any sacrifice. I mean, we have to realize we need to sacrifice in order to listen to God. We need to quiet things down so we can actually hear God's voice. And that is why it's so important when you think about retreats. Retreats, you sacrifice 5 days, maybe 3 days, whatever it may be, of your time to listen to God. And again, thank God for the generous souls that have tried. Go on retreat and try to listen to what God is saying to them. But again, how often we just exclude that. We don't listen. We don't take the time to listen to God. So as I say, for you parents especially, try to look and see what you are allowing. Is this a help to their soul? Is this a danger to their soul? And maybe ask the question, is it a danger to my soul? And so these are things that we must reflect upon. These are things we must deal with in a family setting. Because yes, we have to ask the question, why do we not have more vocations? We need to pray for it. We need to sacrifice for it. And I think that's something that we all need to try to take advantage of. Prayer, sacrifice, trying to make sure that we have a good foundation for our children. The more truly Catholic homes, the more that we will produce vocations. But if it's a worldly home, it's not going to produce a vocation. And that is where we have to reflect on that. And that's why I think it's a perfect time, you know, for the marriage recollection. Hopefully many people will come. Hopefully many of you will take that Sunday and say, hey, you know what? For the good of my soul, I'm coming. Because you need to reflect on your vocation. You need to reflect on your responsibilities that you have before the eyes of God. And so hopefully it will be a great attendance for that. Hopefully you will see how important that this is for you to sanctify your soul. And hopefully it will also help you to see the things that you need to try to do to help your family. Because again, it comes boils down to the fact of if each family is doing their job, the vocations will come. And so it's necessary for us to consider these things. It is necessary for us to try to look in a mirror and see all of us. And the Priory has been here since 2009. And so I look in the mirror too and say, okay, what do we need to try to do to help in fostering vocations? And so let us pray, let us sacrifice for this. But just as maybe was brought up on that pilgrimage, is God calling you? And if so, will you listen? And it may be just the one time that he calls. And that is your opportunity to serve him and to sacrifice your life for him. Consider that. But as I say, let us pray, let us sacrifice for vocations. And remembering what our Lord said to those that do sacrifice their life for him, that he will reward them 100-fold in this life and life everlasting. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.